Jesus is risen. And now may the grace and the presence of the risen Christ go with you always. Amen. Friends, for some, that's that TV show about those six young urban professionals living in Manhattan, hanging out at the Central Perk and going through all of life's trials and troubles. But for others, it's that group you spend time with, right? Whether it was, you know, friends in high school or earlier, or friends from college or later in your life. Friends are the ones that we choose to be around. Friends are meant to stand by us. They're there to help define us. They're there to care for us. And today, in the gospel reading, Jesus calls the disciples, and I believe he calls all of us, his friends. But what does it mean to be a friend of Jesus? What does it mean to be a friend of Jesus when we know that in our sinfulness, we're actually enemies of God? From the beginning of everything, God has had a dream where we will show God all of our love for God by loving and caring for each other. In our selfishness, in our weakness, in our arrogance, as well as bashfulness, we destroy that dream. We focus on ourselves. We show very little care for anyone else. And if we do care, it's mostly to make us look better. We also believe that what God really needs is our help, our input, our smarts, our wisdom. He needs all of this stuff from us in order to take care of things. We rebel against the God of love, the one who created all, the one who redeems and saves us all, the one who works to make us holy. We rebel and we become enemies of God. A part of the good news that I get to tell you today is that even when we are enemies, God loves us. And in Jesus, God saves us. Even as rebellious sinners, God forgives. Even as weak and lost sheep, God searches for us, finds us, cares for us. In the incarnation, that is, in the life and the death and the resurrection of Jesus, God shows us what God's love looks like in everyday life, hoping that we will be inspired to live no longer as enemies, but rather as forgiven children. You see, another part of that good news I get to share today is that God sees us as family. We are children of God. Jesus stands as both God the Son and the Son of God, eternally begotten. But we too are children of God. Jesus teaches us to call God Father or even Daddy. We can also see God as mother or just as parent, that is, that perfect parent, the one who always cares. Jesus encourages this so that we can see, and more importantly, that we can feel the intimate care that God has for all of us. Although we may still feel like enemies, God sees us as children needing care and discipline needing love. And it is through the love of God that Jesus shows us that we can know ourselves as children of God. Which now leads us all back to friends. What does it mean to be a friend of Jesus? One definition about friends that I have always loved is that friends are really the family we choose. Friends are the ones we surround ourselves with for support and for strength, for guidance and for joy. And Jesus has chosen us. Think about it. Jesus chose Peter and Andrew. Jesus chose Philip and Nathaniel. Jesus chose you and even me. This is a powerful truth that we hear in today's gospel reading. Jesus chooses us. Jesus wants to spend time with the disciples, with us, with all of God's people, because Jesus sees us as friends. Walter Winchell was once quoted describing friends, and I think that this really wraps into what Jesus is and lives. Mr. Winchell said, a real friend is one who walks in when the rest of the world walks out. As our sinfulness leads to calamity, Jesus walks in. Jesus walks in for Peter in the midst of denials, for Thomas in the midst of doubt. Jesus walks in for Dietrich Bonhoeffer as he was standing against the Third Reich. Jesus walks in for you and for me. But Jesus also shows another truth, the truth that Martin Luther King Jr. spoke when he said that love is the only force capable of transforming an enemy into a friend. Jesus came as God incarnate, as the perfect way for us to see, understand, and realize God's love for us all. Jesus, in his life and living, in his suffering and dying, in his rising again, has transformed us from enemy to friend, from enemy to family, from guilty ones to those who follow him to share that love. So when does Jesus choose us? There are lots of different ways, but one way that we know that we are chosen is in the waters of baptism. Because in that moment, God claims us as his own. In that moment, we join Jesus in dying and then also in rising again to new life. In that moment, the Holy Spirit descends upon us and gives us guidance and hope all our days. We are chosen. Jesus chooses us. God chooses us. We are family and we are friends. But in that moment, we are also called to love and service for the world around us. You see, our salvation has been taken care of. There's nothing that I have to do in order to be saved. We are then encouraged to live in such a way that shows that love of God to the world around us. We are urged to love our neighbors, to love the stranger and the lost, to love even enemies and those who frighten us. Thus, we are called to follow Jesus and to live as he lived, showering the world with God's love, sharing the joy that comes to us because we know Jesus. And we have felt the love of God in our lives. So today, Jesus is calling us friends so that we might live as his friends, so that we might live as pansies. Now, it's early May, and I know that I personally have been enjoying all of those first flowers of spring, from tulips and daffodils to forsythia bushes bursting forth to, of course, my all-time favorite, lilacs, right? The flowers bring to us a joy as if they're a kiss on the cheek from God. In my devotions this past week, I read what was almost a confession from a woman whose name was Nancy Hanna. Because as a child, she loved flowers, but what she really loved to do was go through and pick the flowers, the tulips, the daffodils, all the rest of that. She would love to pick them, just the flower part, and she would go through the garden that her parents had, and it would go from bursting forth with color to uniform green. Finally, one spring, her father decided to take her to the flower store, and there they bought a large flat of pansies. They dug a rectangle in front of the house, and they planted the flowers. Now, Nancy was told that this garden was hers and hers alone. And her father explained that these flowers in her garden were a little bit different than the flowers in the other garden, because when you pick the other garden flowers, they're gone. No more. That flower is the only flower. But pansies, If you pick a pansy, another pansy's going to grow back. If you pick a pansy, maybe even two more will grow back. Those flowers, once you pick them, another flower blooms so that the more you pick, the more you have. That to me was just an amazing metaphor for the love of Jesus, our friend. You see, too often we look at the world around us concerned that there is only so much, and it never really is a lot now, is it? We are worried that God has only so much love or so much patience. In Jesus, I hope that we are discovering the truth that God's love never ends. God's love goes to the lost and to the least. It goes to folks like you and me and to all other people around us so that the world will never run out of God's love. The more you pick, the more we have. The more you share, the more we have. For us, we get to become pansies. Pansy plants, pansy flowers, whatever it is, because where we share joy, more joy comes. For that is truly the love that comes from Jesus. Today, Jesus is encouraging us all to love one another as He loves us. That is, we are called to love unconditionally, sacrificially, completely, all the time, to all the people, wherever it is that we are. As the flowers of God's love grow in us, we get to share so that more and more will bloom again, so that we have more and more and more to share. God will never run out of love for us. God will never run out of love to fill us in order for us to share. This resource will never run out, and we can live as followers of Jesus, as children of God, and as friends. Friends of one another. Friends of our risen Lord who has chosen us and then who sends us out into the world to make God's vision into our mission. Jesus is risen. Isn't that the coolest? Amen.